Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joe Barker's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Barker is a very important futurist for all of us who are alive today, and he's our good friend. Joe, thanks again for being here. When we wrapped up the previous segment, by the way, joebarker.com, you got to go check his website out, see what he's up to. You got to find his books. He's got a half a dozen books he's written. Your films are at innovationattheverge.com, is that right?
No, it's
StarThrower. StarThrower.com, that's right. Innovation at the Verge, folks, is the new film. StarThrower.com is the website where you can find that. So check all that out. Joel, in the previous segment, we ran out of time. You were telling us about something that Rice University was doing on graphene.
Yep. So we talked about micro supercapacitors that UCLA has developed using the DVD and the laser. Rice used the laser to explore what would happen if you hit a carbon-based material. It's called a polyamide, P-O-L-Y-I-M-I-D-E, a polyamide, which is kind of like a foam of carbonated materials. And they said, I wonder what would happen if we blasted it with lasers. And when they did it, what happened was this plastic material turned into a foamy graphene. Now, graphene, if we remember, we've talked about it many times, is discovered as basically a two-dimensional material, one atom thick, very, very strong, allows electricity to move around in it very fast, but taking it into a three-dimensional process has been kind of a trick. Well, Rice has figured out how to do that really, really cheaply, and the end result is that using that material, you can stack the foam with a dividing space in between it to insulate it, and you can make supercapacitors out of graphene at very low cost in very simple processes. And it looks like you may be able to start with the roll of the polyamide, and as it goes past the lasers, it will turn into this material. Supercapacitors are battery, it'll hold electricity, but it also charges really fast.
So a capacitor, for the non-techies, when you talk about capacitors, tell them what you mean by that. How would we use it?
Yeah, difference between a battery and capacitor is a battery uses a whole bunch of chemicals to store energy. A capacitor literally holds the electrons. And so you load in electrons, it feeds out electrons. The problem in the past is capacitors couldn't hold very many electrons. The graphene supercapacitor
increases the capacity of the capacitor.
Yeah, exactly. Holds much more electrons than any other capacitor, and it discharges quickly, which is very important for electric cars. So the big thing is it's cheap to make, and it's easy to make, and those two words are breakthrough words. When you can
and
make
graphene is plentiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's made out of carbon.
Yeah.
We've got more of that than we know what to do with.
So we finally found a carbon that everybody can love, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'll tell you what. You think about cheap, fast-charging batteries and all the places you could use it. Now, they don't talk about weight here, but graphene is really like, graphene is mostly air. So it'll be interesting to see what the weight to energy capacity is, because we might even be able to have electric airplanes out of this.
Right.
It's a big deal.
You said that it created kind of a foam. What did the foam do? What was the advantage of the foam?
The more surface area you have, the more electrons you can hold. So as you bubble it, you increase the surface area. Even though, by the
sort
way,
sort of like the insulation effect, like the concept of insulation.
Exactly, and what you're capturing inside the graphene insulation is it's a place for an electron to sit and wait until it's discharged. So you drive the electrons into it, you suck the electrons out. By the way, they did 8,000 cycles in terms of flexibility and ability to move and bend
the bottom line of all this, Joel, as we wrap up our visit, the bottom line of all this is we're getting closer and closer day by day, year by year, to solving some of the challenges of battery storage, energy storage on batteries, so that we can start using those things more in our everyday lives and less of the carbon
petrochemical fuel.
Machines. That's what I was trying
to say. You got it.
Hey, Joel, good job today. Thank you for being here. We didn't get through everything, but we'll talk about some of that next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget joebarker.com. Check his website out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.